Well, hello and welcome to this week's Sunday Night Supporters Club podcast. Hope you're well. Hope you've had a great weekend. It's certainly been a hot but busy one here at the Veg Crowd Podcast HQ. I've got to say, it does feel like we need some rain, but these warm spells are still making the garden just come alive, even if it is hard work. Now, first off, let me take you through what's been happening here at the Veg Crowd Podcast HQ. In the kitchen garden, I've gone around to tidying up that young plant area I was talking about the other day, just in front of the greenhouse near the chickens. And it's just amazing just how a bit of a tidy up has made all the difference. Gives you the chance to see what plants we've actually got, what needs attention, and what is quietly thriving. So that was a good job jobbed. Then watering. Now, watering is still a problem because we have had so little rainfall. I've collected a lot of rainwater in our butts, but I've also been recycling water as much as I possibly can. I think in the future we're going to have to put some big plans in place to capture more water, but more on that in future podcasts. It's going to be a bit of a project, but something we really do need to think more about. Now, down on the allotment, I have made a big decision. My gooseberries are in a bit of a tricky area. They're in the corner. They are thriving, but they're absolutely covered in brambles, and those brambles are impossible to remove. So with the thorns on the gooseberries, it's also impossible to harvest. So I've made a bit of a decision. What I'm going to do is remove the whole lot, including the gooseberries. Now, this is going to be a bit of a long project. We're going to cut them all off down to the ground level, and then we're going to replace the gooseberries with thornless gooseberries. This is going to be a bold move, but I do think it'll be worth it in the long run. At the moment, we can't harvest gooseberries just because they're so difficult. So it's a bit of a wasted space. Now, added to that, I've also planted out some sweet corn, but I decided not to plant out the leeks this week. It's going to be warm and dry throughout the week, and young leeks really don't appreciate that kind of stress. So we're going to save that for next weekend. And of course, we cleared away more weeds and tended to all the bleds, but I have to say that everything is growing really well despite the heat. Now, today I checked on the bees. All good so far. Strong colony, plenty of activity, but no honey yet. But they're clearly working hard, so fingers crossed everything is going to plan. And then finally, after I checked on my bees, I popped round to somebody's house and they are looking to start a vegetable garden in their new home. So I've popped round and just, as you know, I like to encourage people to grow more food. We've made a bit of a plan on where to get started. This is something that's going to be popping up on the podcast more regularly. So look forward to hearing about that. Now, we've got no seeds to sow today, but instead what I wanted to talk about is what we should be focusing on in July in the veg garden and allotment. And this is one of those months that can really quickly get away from us. Heat growth, pests, watering, harvesting, it's all happening at once. Plus, I believe, I don't have kids, so you can correct me on this, halfway through the month, the children tend to go on holiday from school, so we've got to fit that in as well. Anyway, the focus points this month has got to be water management. This month, well, this year has been incredibly dry, and the last few years are getting incredibly dry. So when we do water, we need to focus on deep watering, we need to focus on mulching, and we need to focus on shade where we can. We need to harvest our plants regularly. This helps keep our plants productive. Things like courgettes, the more you pick, the more you get. Same with peas, same with beans. Just constantly keep picking those, and salads and everything else. Second sowings and successional sowings also follow on with that. So things like more salad leaves, salad crops, spring onions and so on. Dwarf beans, sowing another batch of dwarf beans has got to be a good idea. And herbs. I love growing herbs anyway, so we need to grow more and more herbs. Again, all these sort of things are to be focused on in the vegetable garden. Feeding our crops, that's got to be a must as well. Tomatoes, cucumbers, courgettes, hungry crops, and we need to focus on using tomato feed or high potash feed on those. And in a weed control. Now, weeds are going to grow like mad throughout July, just as much as they love July, just like we do. They're going to grow like mad. And then, of course, we've got to think about what's going to happen in the autumn and overwintering ideas. So just a bit of planning ahead, things like where your garlic is going to go, your overwintered onions, just getting ready to get into the next growing stage. This is the real point of the year where just a little bit of attention just goes a long way. Now, one of the things I like to do on a Sunday is just give you something to have a bit of a think about and try and share with me your thoughts on the matter. What's the one thing in your garden that's quietly struggling, and what small change could you do to make it thrive? Now, it might be a plant that's too shaded, too exposed, too dry, too crowded, or just simply forgotten. And sometimes the smallest tweak, moving a pot, adding a mulch, giving a feed, adding shade, can completely turn a plant around. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. Send me an email or whatever you do and tell me what's that. Now, for me, the one thing that I'm noticing this year has been cucumbers. So I've got a cucumber in the greenhouse, which has produced a few cucumbers already, but the leaves on it have gone yellow. This happened last year as well. And although it is still producing, it's still growing, the leaves just look awful on it. Now, I'm putting this down to the fact that the greenhouse does get hot. Even though the window is permanently open, it does get hot. So I'm putting it down to that. And I think that perhaps we need to focus on getting more cucumbers outside. Well, that is it for this week's Sunday Night Supporters Club podcast. Thank you, as always, for your support. Genuinely means the world and keeps this whole podcast going. Have a great week in your garden. Stay cool in the heat. Catch you in the next episode. So until then, please take care.